Dr. Peter Johnson, dictating an office visit. By the way, Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. Date of birth, 12-24-1940. Date of service, 01-21-2013. Period. Mr. Martin returns for evaluation with the chief complaint of night cramps. Period. These are bilateral and they tend to be proximal to the thighs rather than the calves or feet. Period. They occur midway through your sleep cycle. And really by getting up and standing on them, period. Going on for approximately a month, period. New paragraph. Interval history is positive for heart catheterization in November. And he reports that it went well, and that there's been no deterioration in this level of function, period. Review of systems is positive for the cramps and the associated pain, period. The level of pain is between a 3 and a 5, and they last approximately 5 to 10 minutes, and they occur once or twice a night, period. The system review is negative for changes in appetite or energy levels, period. He denies visual changes, period. He has no sore throat or rhinitis, and he denies respiratory wheezing, coughing, congestion, or palpitations, cardiac pain, period. New paragraph, physical examination shows a 5'7" man with no apparent discomfort, period. Temperature is 98, and pulse is 69, respiration is 16, and blood pressure is 130. 6/76, period. Examination of the head and neck is within normal limits, except for bilateral carotid bruise, with the left louder than the right, period. He's had negative ultrasounds for this on several occasions, period. Negative meaning that they're not at the degree of stenosis that require intervention, period. The paragraph, his chest is clear to IPPA, and the cardiovascular exam shows a 2/6 systolic ejection murmur to the left external border, period. The abdominal exam is benign, and there's no abdominal bruise, and pedal pulses are present, period. Examination of the legs shows full strength, without atrophy, period. Assessment, night cramps, plan flexural 5 to 10 milligrams at bedtime, period. Side effects of the medication, including sedation and anticholinergic side effects, were explained in the experience of the need to discontinue the medication and notify the office, period. To coronary artery disease, period. The lab results from October were reviewed and discussed with him, and the results of his heart catheterization performed by Dr. Bunch were reviewed and discussed with him, period. The catheterization took place the 30th of November and without Thomas Hospital, period.